Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Down a little, certainly, but more close to normal. That's how United Equipment Dealers Association CEO Kim Rominger sizes up the ag scenario and its impact on sales.
The crops weren't so bad. Actually, yields kind of made up for the difference in price. What really was the low point, let's say, for the ag industry last year was the price of corn and beans and things was a little less than it had been the last few years, but the last few years have been kind of record years. So what I try to tell our members is things came back to a little normal state than what they've been the previous few years.
United represents dealers in Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Rominger with his 2017 outlook.
Some people are predicting it to be flat. I suspect it's going to be a little better. What's dragging the farm equipment side of it right now is the amount of used equipment that still remains on dealer lots.
So for some equipment with a few hours on it, there are some deals to be had.
It's definitely a buyer's market for used. Newer models, a lot of the manufacturers have scaled back production to try to help alleviate some of the used in the pipeline. And so it's a great buyer's market. If you have a particular piece of equipment you want, new models are probably going to be a little more limited than in the recent past. And there's a ton of great used equipment out there.
Rominger says many of his group's members will be in Louisville next week at the National Farm Machinery Show. We'll be right back.
How's what they taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The four-state United Equipment Dealers Association has about 750 members and deals with ag, outdoor power, and construction equipment. Its executive director, Kim Rominger, with a little more perspective on the year ahead.
Well, large horsepower tractors and combines, that's the equipment in the used market we probably have an oversupply of still. If we're talking about smaller units, under 100 horsepower, compact tractors and the like, that market is quite healthy.
All kinds of factors impact sales. For his group, covering Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, the topography and crop diversity have their impact.
We have a lot of hay. We have a lot of other things that take smaller horsepower tractors. And so our dealers have not been impacted as much. It's not that they haven't been impacted, but they haven't been impacted as much with the downturn as some dealers in other parts of the country.
The National Farm Machinery Show runs next Wednesday through Saturday at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.